In 1908, Sadieville was a bustling railroad town. The town had several general stores that lined its main streets, and a booming population of 600. Over 100 years later, and Sadieville isn't looking so vibrant. Its population has been cut in half, and trains now bypass the small community. Cindy Foster is Sadieville's city clerk, and she has a plan for breathing new life back into the town.
We are working with a group of local and regional organizations on a master plan for a regional trail system. And what the main part of the plan is to take it from the Legacy Trail from Lexington and extend it to Georgetown and then eventually up to Sadieville.
The program to turn Sadieville into a trail town received a $29,000 grant from the Recreational Trails Program, which comes through the Federal Transportation Department. The money will be used to fund new bathrooms and to renovate the local city park so it can become a trailhead. Foster says Sadieville receives help in defining itself as a trail town.
We worked with a group of college students from the University of Louisville. Dan Vivian is a history professor there, and he put together a class and did the research and survey work for our National Register Historic District nomination. And they sent it to the Kentucky Heritage Council, and then it went up to the National Register.
Also aiding in Sadieville's work to build itself as a trail town has been Preservation Kentucky, which has been helping the historical town with its marketing. As part of the effort to showcase itself, Sadieville held a bike tour event last year. Foster believes it was a huge success, and adds that this year's follow-up event was even bigger and better. She knows the area would make the perfect trail town.
And we also have beautiful landscape in this area, the hills and lots of wooded area that's been untouched. And so people love this area. They love to come and ride their bikes and a lot of horseback riding in the area and stuff. But we don't have any real trails that are the infrastructure here in this area for trail.
The planning stages are set for Sadieville to become a trail town, and they include expanding the Legacy Trail from Lexington through Georgetown and into Sadieville. Foster says that it will take about 7 years to get the trail extended to her town. In the meantime, Foster has some other ideas to work on.
There's also really good potential to start a trail from town up to the Interstate Exchange, which would be a couple miles. I mean, that's kind of where we want to start because there's an old roadbed that we could use and everything.
The railroad that runs through Sadieville is still highly used by commercial companies, and Foster is hoping that they can attract train lovers to not only see the trains and tracks, but also explore the rich history of the town. Since Sadieville is now registered as a National Historical District, Foster hopes that means more people will buy land in her community and move into Sadieville.
Now that we have a historic district, property owners can apply for tax credit to, you know, remodel their places and their homes and businesses and everything. And so that's a really good thing. So that should, maybe that would attract people to come and buy some of the properties there in town.
Foster says that with an influx of new revenue, city officials will be able to keep the town looking clean and attractive. She believes that Sadieville is a great place for trails, with its beautiful landscapes and rich history, and has a perfect setup for existing trails to feed into. All it lacks is connectivity, an issue she believes will be solved in the coming years. Reporting from SPR, I'm Jordan Simonson.